Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Charlie Skelton, who writes for one of the biggest newspapers in the world, is covering Bilderberg, the London Guardian. 5 more minutes with him in total. Phone blitz and news blitz coming up. Then a guest about the government kidnapping children en masse. A state representative will be joining us. But I want to be clear and also let you know now what you've stepped into, Mr. Skelton, because we're not making this up. You'll probably be stuck on a no-fly list now. And this is how the globalists operate. It's unnamed. They won't tell you why you're on it for the rest of your life. With Interpol, UK, US, you're on file for daring to work for a big newspaper and go cover world leaders meeting to set the future of the world. With all the big bank ministers in secret with helicopters and guys with machine guns. Now think about how butt backwards that is. Here we are trying to cover this. And they make it like we're the bad guys. They make us go through the airports and thumb scan and face scan and take our shoes off and be body scanned and be searched and ask questions. But then they just fly in private jet, helicoptered in. The police and military we pay for then protect them to carry out their crimes against our nation. And there's no doubt. I mean, one Bilderberg, remember, I know, was under indictment, and he's involved grabbing the Texas power plants, and he's Pakistani. He's involved grabbing the roads and the NAFTA highways. I mean, these guys come in, buy off governments, and have the governments hand them everything. Same thing the Nazis did that you were mentioning. So that's how they operate. And now they have these new hate lists. And now they want to put American gun owners on list without ever saying why you can't own a gun. I mean, this is tyranny. And we have to go ahead and just recognize it and deal with it. Any final comments on that and any other observations about where they're meeting, the security they've got at Bilderberg 2009 in Athens, Greece?
Well, as for that, I might keep my distance a little bit more even to tomorrow. Maybe just wander up a bit, so I'll steer a little bit clear.
No, it's too late, too late. They've already arrested you twice. That was just to bring you in and identify and get you in the slave grid. Now you just got to fight them. Go ahead.
Well, you remind me. A last thing I would say is that when you're talking, I thought about the writings, when they're written down, the writings of Bill Hicks. The late great comedian, who in his stand-up routines was making some very, very serious points about exactly what you're talking about. And one of the things he said, for example, about the assassination of Kennedy, whatever you think about it, is he said, he wants to talk about the assassination of Kennedy. Other people are saying, yeah, come on, that's past history. And he's going, come on, man, this was the president who was killed. Can we not talk about it? Same thing with 9/11. I talked to my brother about it, and my brother goes, bless him, he goes, that's 8 years ago. Come on, we've moved on. And I'm going, no, hang on. There are questions to be asked. This is a big thing. So, asking questions, I think that's it's such an important thing to ask questions. Even if you find out it is X, Y, and Z, have you been told? Good. I'd love to find out. That things happened as I'm told. It would mean that people weren't lying to
Well,
me.
But, they also yeah, told us 9/11.
I ask questions.
They also told us 9/11 was the foundation of the police state and giving up our rights, and the world was different, and we had to invade all these countries. So they're always invoking 9/11. And then when we try to go, well, wait, governments have staged terror, and this looks like it's staged. Oh, that's ridiculous. That's old news. Don't discuss it. It's a dead issue. Again, they're trying to set the agenda, set the parameters of the debate. Get outside the box. I got Tucker on at 8 o'clock your time tomorrow. It's 9:04 Greece time where you're at, Mr. Skelton. What time can you come on the show for? What time can you come on tomorrow for 10, 15 minutes for an update?
Any time at all. I'm free and easy. Well, I say free. As long as I'm not under arrest, any time at all.
Let's have you on at 8:30 tomorrow.
Okay. Fine.
Would you like us to call your room, or would you like us to call your cell phone?
I don't know. Probably the cell phone's safer.
Well, we're linking to your articles up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and The Guardian, and we're glad that you're joining the team. We really appreciate you, Mr. Skelton. You have a lot of courage.
Hazard Rid Total Protection Kits quickly complete any size job by applying a top-quality disinfectant, virucide, fungicide, mildew stat, and deodorizer in the form of an effective yet gentle fog. Our portable fogging device can conquer normal chores, plus provide unmatched protection for your family and workplace from viruses, bacteria, mold, and more. The Hazard Rid Kit's hospital-approved ingredients come in a highly concentrated form, and each kit can make up to 32 gallons of protection. Reduce labor cost, outstanding product savings, and professional quality performance all save you more than the cost of this kit. For a limited time, GCN listeners who order online will receive double the active ingredients, which means you get up to 64 gallons of product absolutely free. Save money on daily tasks and be truly prepared for those urgent situations. For a short tell-all video, go to HazardRid.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, HazardRid.com. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323 and order today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. And I'm going to go to your calls right now. And then coming up, scientists arrested for smuggling vials used in Ebola research in the United States. That's out of the French news agency. I mean, I see these stories every two or three days. The army caught sneaking around anthrax. Some other government group caught with foot and mouth weaponized. Some other government group or private company trying to mix bird flu with vaccines. Top scientists saying the virus is engineered that popped up 3 weeks ago. And they're building more of these labs everywhere. More plausible deniability as they release things to have scares, to push vaccines on us, and to get more control and federalization, but also to then release real attacks in the future. We'll continue to cover Bilderberg later in the next hour. I've got a huge stack of mainstream news. This is unprecedented. We're winning. The mainstream media has gone from saying none of this existed, there's no global government, to having to admit it all. And then now they still criticize us when we talk about it? They have no credibility. They're losing credibility. And so many people are compartmentalized inside mainstream media, they're not even really bad. They were ignorant, believing the official line. They're waking up. Very, very exciting. Okay, let's go to Jared in Texas. Jared, thanks for holding her on the air.
Thanks, Alex. It's awesome to be here. I'm a first-time caller. So, anyway, I wanted to talk about something that is a little bit exciting to me. I didn't know if you'd heard it, but do you know the history of Abraham Zapruder at all?
He's got some spook background, right?
I'm not that sure, but what I did want to point out, and I thought this was interesting, it was relevant in the sense that, you know, it's kind of a pattern the financiers go in and they like to control both sides. They like to be able to show the horror that they do, you know. And I was watching
the documentary. I have no doubt that the establishment was filming it. I don't know if they've released those footage, but some have speculated that Zapruder, you know, shot it and then Time Life had it and it was allowed to be leaked through certain people who didn't even know it was being leaked through them. You know, but then people say, I was allowed to sneak into Bohemian Grove. And if I was, I was unknowing.
And, you know, they I just don't are, believe that
well, hold on just a minute, because I'm trying to explain this this thought here, since you bring up this, you know, random point here, but it's important. I snuck into Bohemian Grove because I'd read how others have been caught. And others, reporters always try to go in. Most of them get caught trying to get through the three guard fences. I went around them and got on a trolley from the parking lot that was only past one checkpoint. I went around one checkpoint, acted like I was normal, got on one of the flatback trucks. We videotaped it. It's in the film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. It's comboed with The Order of Death, two films on one DVD, but side issue. I got in, drove through the other checkpoints. They looked at us. I smiled at them, was calm with Mike Hansen, who was also calm, did a great job. We got in to the main facility, and then I didn't run around trying to be social. These reporters, the last one for Vanity Fair that got arrested, he got arrested. His article's out, and he admits they were homosexual activity, and it was a bunch of, I mean, that's what goes on there. I mean, he admits that they're doing that. But the point is, he tried to go in and be social with these people. They walk up and say, who are you with? What are you doing? And I had Secret Service. I had Sheriff's County deputies that, by the way, the last guy that got arrested was Sheriff's County deputies. People are like, where's your footage of this, Alex? You have footage of everything but that. No, I've got a camera with a one-hour tape. I start taping. I pull up. I get in. I get in the truck. I go in. I've got a little button. This is 2000. Stuff wasn't hidden, you know, very good hidden camera. I got a little button I hit and supposedly starts the hidden camera. But, you know, I've got a bag here with the hidden pager on the front of it, and I'm squeezing the button, and it didn't tape. I mean, that's why the ritual's off at an angle. Like, people are like, why isn't it high fidelity? With, you know, first they denied it was even real for years, but then now they admit it's real. And so I go through that as well. So just to say Abraham Zapruder faked it is unfair, because I don't believe in charging people with things with no evidence just because it could be a possibility and then it becomes a reality. Regardless, let's just, for the sake of argument, say I faked the Bohemian Grove. That is, they let me in, I shot the video. Now, that's not true, but for mental illness sake, let's just say it is. Now, can we address world leaders having homosexual orgies and worshiping owl gods and running around in the woods naked, admitting they do? I mean, can we address that instead of Alex Jones, you know, the one guy able to get in and get out with the goods? And, you know, I give all the glory to God on that. You know, people just can't believe, you know, that Charlie Sheen calls me up and comes on. You know, Jesse Ventura we run into. Willie Nelson calls up and comes on. That I'm in a movie with Keanu Reeves, Winona Ryder, and all these other, and Woody Harrelson and all these other people. And I mean, you know, people can't believe that. People couldn't believe when I shot Marines doing urban warfare takeovers, training with role players screaming, I'm an American, please don't put me in the camp. It's all real. I just got on an airplane, flew there and shot it. You know, people don't believe that's a real police chief I interviewed in San Antonio saying they tried to pay him off Delta Force. You could call. That was a real police chief, Ali Philippus. I was in his office. But they don't make a phone call to find out that's really Ali Philippus. They just say, not real. Now, I'm not saying you're doing that. You just got me off on a rant there. This is mental illness. And what it is an excuse for the Patriot movement to not become leaders. Instead of them going out and fighting the Patriot Act and the New World Order and open borders and the globalists and the bankers or going to Bilderberg or starting a blog or a radio show, most they sit back and talk crap about everybody else that's been going on lately. They sit back doing that, and they sit back nitpicking and critiquing everyone who's in the arena. I need people to get in the arena. Okay, and a lot of people are too far gone to ever get in the arena. They want success so bad, but they can't get in the arena to get the success. And then watch what you ask for, folks. Now, all of this is going on, and I've already digressed. Well, what is the point of the phone call, sir? Let's just say Abraham Zavuder is absolutely evil. Let's just say it. But the point is, why did the military-industrial complex kill Kennedy is the question. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, all I wanted to share with you was a detail. They made us watch a documentary in 12th grade. This is about 4 years ago. And even my teacher at the time was questioning why they made us watch it, because it was graphic, it was digitally enhanced, it was Kennedy's, you know, it was his assassination, you know. And there was a photo of Zapruder in that film, and it was interesting because, you know, I believe the 9/11, that's glaring. You know, it's like, how can you not deny that? But, how could you deny it when it's so obvious? But anyway, he was wearing, actually, in this picture, a Masonic lapel. You know, it had the G, it had the compass, and the 90-degree ruler. And I thought that was really interesting. It actually really made my head pop. And the thing is, I searched for it on the Internet, and I'd only found a couple references to that. And I just wanted to know if you'd ever heard about such a thing like
that. No, I hadn't. You know, I can't remember the stuff where I've heard from credible people, but they're not sure, from Jim Mars and others, about questions about Zapruder.
Yeah, I just...
But that's basically, it's questions. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to, I'm sorry I went off on that tirade, folks. That's what happens when I'm at information overload point. Sean in Minnesota. Sean, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. First time caller.
Thanks for calling.
Yep. Well, I'm here in Indianapolis, Indiana. I woke up this morning about 8:30, 9 o'clock. I walk outside and look to the sky, and what do I see? A nice little spider web to brighten my day.
And people always deny that there's chemtrail spraying starting in the mid-90s, but then now the government says,
Now,
just like they denied Bilderberg and they denied CFR existed and they denied New World Order, they denied the European Union even existed for decades before they openly set it up and announced it, because it's a military tactic. Instead of ever debating should they be terraforming and altering the atmosphere, they just say nothing's going on, nothing. And now, though, they're going, yeah, we've been doing tests to spray these particulates and give you a sunscreen to stop the dangerous sun rays from hurting you and the earth. And they give excuses in textbooks of, oh, we're spraying you to stop, you know, the ozone layer got holes in it, and all of this happened, and so we've got to do this, and, oh, we've got to cool the earth because of greenhouse gases, and the White House says we may have to start doing this, and then it's exactly what they announce is exactly what they've already been doing. So, you know, it's a huge subject.
It is a huge subject. I've been following it now for the last couple of weeks because of you, and you know, you go on the web, you go on YouTube, and you find video after related video after related video. And I woke up, looked outside because of the awareness now. I'm aware of it. And I look outside, I run right into my house here, grab my little palm cord, and start shooting it. And then about a half hour later, the wind had kicked up a little bit. And I kid you not, there was an odor through the air that I have never smelled before in my life. And that right now, as I talk to you, I'm live on the air, I have a headache. And it's unbelievable. I mean, what do we do? I mean, how do we get more people aware, and why are they really doing this? I mean, they need our
sir, what we know, and I appreciate your call. If you see my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, it basically covers everything. It's kind of an encyclopedia. And in there we show, I think it's 20 different mainstream news articles, London Guardian, BBC, Associated Press, where they said, yeah, we took 4,300 U.S. foster children and radiated them to death. And, yeah, we took 110,000 Jewish kids and radiated most of them to death. Others we just cooked. And, yeah, we took U.S. soldiers and put them in chambers and nerve gassed them to death. And, yeah, we sprayed every major U.S. city with unnamed bacteria and then had doctors in the hospitals to track how they died when they came in. And, yeah, we did this. And, yeah, we did that. So they've already done it all these thousands of times, they admit. I mean, I took a small sampling in that film. And we go, okay, they've done all this over and over again. What could they be doing now? And then suddenly they're on Japanese and U.S. news going, maybe we should spray the people with kind of a Prozac-type chemical to make them calm. Maybe we should put statins so you don't have heart attacks, you know, statin drugs, anti-cholesterol drugs in the water for children. Perhaps we should put lithium in all the water supply. So that, this was in the news last week, so that everybody will be happy. So we know they're spraying and putting stuff in the water already. We know there's high-altitude atmosphere manipulation going on. We know there's low-level spraying going on. The real laboratory for this is some of the Pacific Islands. But, look, they're playing God, folks. Be right back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, the 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
Scientists arrested for smuggling vials using Ebola research in the United States. That's coming up in the next segment. And a bunch of other news. Let's continue with your phone calls. Jill in Arizona. Alex, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thanks, Alex. I'm a first-time caller, but I have two little things I want to address to you. One is, like, about, I think it was 3 weeks ago, you had a minister on who read you Romans 13 about about everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities. You remember that, minister?
I think I had a minister, a Baptist preacher, who was beat up at an illegal checkpoint.
Well, he was saying that he was getting letters sent to him by the government to preach Romans 13. Well, anyways, on that note, if you read that one, that's from the New International Version of the Bible, but if you read the King James Version, it doesn't say anything like that. So one was put out by the government, totally, and then the other one, the King James Version. But anyways, that was my point. And then the other question.
Now, let me just back you up. Look, it's real simple. All of the major prophets were either killed or the government tried to kill them for not following the government's orders. Jesus was killed for not following the political and religious leaders' orders. Paul was killed. They were all killed. And so, and Jesus went in and beat the money changers, and it was all about standing up against evil. And Moses said no to Pharaoh. And by the sickening Romans 13 misinterpretation, that was Hitler's favorite quote. You read Goebbels' writings, he would laugh at Christians how they would use that. And it was really Hitler started that, and then, of course, our government adopted it. The 68 Gun Control Act is word for word, because former Senator Dodd, not the current one, the old one's dead, he had been on the Nuremberg trial as a lawyer. And so he took it and changed the German to English, changed the name, and only a few lines are changed of the bill. We have the Nazi gun control law here in America. So they love it. I mean, the government hasn't found something the Nazis did they don't love. Black uniforms, homeland security, it was called Reich security, land security in Germany. It's all almost a carbon copy with a little bit of Soviet and East German and Chi-Com mixed into the, you know, the management system. Literally, they admit they've drawn from all of these. And so Romans 13 is a complete, giant, stinking fraud, and that's why they teach it in the churches. Go ahead.
Okay, and my second part to the question is, we've been talking to some people here in Arizona, and one of the ladies said, why would you want to fight it? Why not just stand down and let them go ahead and do their tyranny? Why not bring the second coming in? And I'm thinking, well, it's not really going to bring the second coming because Christ is going to come whenever he wants to. Not when they say, oh, here, we're going to bring tyranny to everybody so Christ will come. And so she basically told my husband and I that we were crazy and that we were lunatics and we should just stand down and not worry about it because the government...
Yeah, Christianity has turned from go out and say slavery is wrong and be killed for it or, oh, okay, take first century, second century, third century Christians... In Rome, killed by the hundreds of thousands over those several hundred years for not bowing down. Caesar said, you will bow to Jupiter, you will bow to Saturn, you will bow to Janus, you will bow, and they said no, and they said you die. Then according to the churches today, those Christians are going to hell because they should have hit their knees to Moloch. Now, it's asinine, but again, look, a cowardly, soft-handed, domesticated people that want to put on their little dresses and suits and go pimp around at church, and the guys find boyfriends, and the girls find boyfriends, you know, and that's what they do. Yeah, the churches are the main homosexual facilities, and they go there, and that's where they find their, and that's their sexual preference. My point is the mainly Christian churches, the big ones, are for the men to have sex with men. And I'm not trying to shock people here on air. I mean, this is what I've discovered. I mean, take Bohemian Grove. Christian conservative leaders go there. It's a giant 15-day homosexual orgy. And I found the liberals like women. And, I mean, you know, it's just, it was, I guess, it sounds insane, ladies and gentlemen, but everything's insane. Anything else, ma'am?
So my husband said, so you're going to teach your kids to stand down and let them rape and do whatever they want to your kids. You're going to let them do that to your kids. And right now she teaches them homeschool. So I said to her, well, then if you say stand down, then why don't you send your kids back to school so that the government can take control of them and do whatever they want to them and control them, because obviously that would be standing down.
Oh, my God, print that one. Boy Scouts trained to become Homeland Gestapo. I told you under Secure Corps they were doing that, oh, my God. Ma'am, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just saw something on screen that blew me away. What did she say when you said that?
Well, she says, I am actually thinking about sending my kids back to public school.
Oh, it's of the Lord.
And I said,
I mean, look, you can't help her. Move on. Pearls before swine. That lady's going to have a rude awakening when she enters hell, probably. California says it's illegal.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. EcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The EcolaBlue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call EcolaBlue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit EcolaBlue at ecolablue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Look at this story from Kurt Nemo, and it's in the New York Times as well. I made 22 films and produced a couple more, and I can't even remember anymore. Is it in Masters of Terror, or is it in Road to Tyranny or Police State 3, where I show a clip off of ABC News where it goes, in Russia, the foster children, CPS from their parents, are trained at like age 5 to 18 to karate chop, to attack people, to enforce what the government wants. That's where they get their thug police. It's like Universal Soldier movie with Russell. Boy Scouts trained to become Homeland Gestapo. Now, that's our article, and you can see them there if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, all stacked up about to board a Homeland Security bus. And this is not new news to me. It's just that the first place I saw this was in 2002, in the Philadelphia Daily News. It was called Secure Corps, a division of AmeriCorps, and it described the middle school 6th and 7th graders training with, quote, M16s for gun confiscation, door-to-door search, fugitive apprehension, and it described them with dogs in the woods with the feds. And now hundreds of high schools are being converted and run by the Marine Corps and Army, where they go, oh, your school's now run by the Army, and they just show up in Virginia and Georgia and Illinois and California and everywhere, Texas, Michigan. I've covered that every week now. And then they tell them, you'll be arrested if you don't sign up with the military, and then it's illegal. And the Marines just go, we commit crime. We don't care. You know, they tell the kids, you'll be go to jail if you don't sign up for this. And I mean, you're like, don't you be anti-Marine. It's good for them to threaten the children and run everything and run the schools. Ladies and gentlemen, this is directly out of the old Soviet Union. 10 minutes into errant mayhem in his town near the Mexico border, and the gunman, a disgruntled Iraq war veteran, see, they're training the kids to kill the vets. It just doesn't get any richer than this. I told you 12 years ago that they had government documents, and we got some of them here, and people didn't believe it, even when it had the FBI phone numbers on, you could call, saying veterans and gun owners and those that make frequent references to the Constitution were, quote, constitutional terrorists. In fact, Google constitutional terrorists. Let's put that on screen, the actual document from 99 for them. We got documents in 97 as well. So they're training to kill the vets. And the vets will say, I'm patriotic. Romans 13, train my kids to kill me. I don't care if Hitler and Stalin did it. It's freedom, baby. Man, and they're taking over the Boy Scouts. They're militarizing the fire departments to have them tattle and spy on citizens. They're federalizing everything, folks. 10 minutes into the errant mayhem in his town near the Mexico border, and the gunman, a disgruntled Iraq war veteran, has taken out two people, one slumped in a desk on the floor, covered in blood. The responding officers, 8 teenage boys and girls, the youngest 14, face tripwire, a thin cloud of poisonous gas and loud shots, bam, bam, fired from behind a flimsy wall. They move quickly. Pellet guns drawn and mask affixed. See, they know the kids love this. They tell the kids, we're going to arrest you for BB guns, or they're always arresting kids playing paint gun in the, you know, city park. But you can come join the police and Homeland Security and have weapons, young man. Now tell us about your folks. You think I'm joking there? No, I have all the mainstream news articles. That's in Road to Tyranny, local newscasts where they tell kids, tattle on their parents, you get $200. I mean, yeah, I made that 7 years ago. You can't make this stuff up. This is happening. So continuing here. The responding officers, 8 teenage boys and girls, the youngest 14, faced tripwire, a thin cloud of poisonous gas, and loud shouts, bam, bam, fired from behind a flimsy wall. They move quickly, pellet guns drawn and mask affixed. United States Border Patrol, put your hands up, screams one voice, cracking with adolescent determination as the suspect is subdued. Now, let me stop you right there. I've noticed with the Homeland Security TV show, about 6 months ago, a caller called before it was even on air and said, there's a new Homeland Security show. And I remember going, hold on. It'll be set on the border. And the caller said, yeah, I just saw the ad. How did you know that? And I said, I know the enemy. And my point is, I'm not here tooting my horn. I'm trying to explain to you, I know their program. What is popular? 91% in every Gallup poll they've had or higher of Americans, all Americans, you know, a cross-section of black, Hispanic, white, 91%. It's 70-plus percent if you just poll Hispanics. So they're against open borders as well. Want the border militarized, which is constitutional. So that TV show to popularize Homeland Security is going to show you something popular. Not Homeland Security training to take your guns. Not Homeland Security spying on you without warrants. Not Homeland Security training and building up to go after veterans and gun owners and conservatives. They're going to say Homeland Security is for foreign terrorists and it's for illegal aliens. And the parents of these kids are just pleased as punch, man. You're going to go fight illegal aliens that are killing people. No, you're not. Now, see, they're playing the part of Border Patrol here. But when you read their training to have the Border Patrol fight American citizens, a disgruntled U.S. veteran. Now, they have these training drills all over the country. We pulled up on screen and covered the really famous ones in Michigan a few years ago. AP reported it. We covered just a few weeks ago again, where they came in the school and said, we're going to kill all of you. We're homeschoolers against public school. And then said, I'm pro-Second Amendment, I'm going to kill you to terrorize the kids and make them hate the Second Amendment. And then when the local sheriff got in trouble, he said, well, the feds gave us the script and the grant. We're just doing what they told us. So, you see, that's how they roll. Yeah, here's the constitutional terrorist thing. It says, defenders of U.S. Constitution against federal government and U.N., super patriots, terrorists. It says, make numerous references to the U.S. Constitution, claim driving is a right, not a privilege, attempt to police the police. How dare citizens be involved in that? And it goes on to say, just unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. And it talks about Second Amendment groups. So you can go read that for yourself. Now, number one threat's the veterans. They really want, they're training your children, the Eagle Scouts now, on their little power trips. Look at these guys. Some of these guys are supposedly 16, and look, they're two. I mean, I got to say, these 14, 15, 16-year-olds, they just really look. Well, I'll tell you what, when I was 14, I took every one of them on. I'll tell you right now, these guys look like a bunch of wimps. I'm sorry, I just can't help it anymore. They're probably nice kids, and their parents are just idiots, fluoride heads. I guarantee you, every one of these kids' parents loves Jack Bauer and fantasizes watching 24. And these kids are going to be men in just a year or two, and they're, you know, they're going to go after? You're a veteran with guns? You want to know who's coming through your door? It's going to be guys being trained by these programs. Show, ladies and gentlemen, the training photos. Go back to them. This is children. This is children training to kill U.S. veterans. And again, Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson have probably posted 50, 60 articles this bad today. I can't even read them all anymore. I haven't even covered it. It's totally overwhelming. We got Ebola missing. Total insanity. I told you the last virus was engineered in the lab. It's now admitted. And they're saying it's going to mutate and kill everybody in the fall, just like I told you they would. I know these people. I know these people. It goes on. United States Border Patrol. Let me read this again. 10 minutes into the errant mayhem in the town near the Mexico border. And the gunman, a disgruntled Iraq war veteran, has already taken out two people. So they're practicing to take out themselves. You know, when they're done being paramilitary forces and they finally rebel later, when they get old enough, they'll have the new youngins to kill them. That's how it worked in Germany, Russia, China. Because when, I mean, let's face it, when you're 18, you're dumber than dirt. I certainly was, and I was smarter than most people who were 18. I learn more and more every day. I get more and more wisdom and knowledge. I can't imagine how much knowledge I'll have if I live another 20 years. I mean, right now, I'm not even saying I'm that smart. My brain burns with connections and understanding and research. And I look back at myself 10 years ago, I mean, I was a blithering idiot. What will I be like in 10 years? These kids don't know. These are nice kids, I'm sure. Oh, man, the girl is just unbelievable in the middle. I mean, look at her, man. When your family's pulled over to checkpoint and they're walking around with the German shepherds. Let me tell you something. You go to demonstration now, they got German shepherds. I mean, the government is rogue, folks. And I've had enough of it. I tell you, this government sure wants a fight, I tell you. They sure want one, don't they? And I tell you, it's going to be 1776. If it does go to physical blows, all these people all day want to sit around and talk about how the government's going to whoop our butt because they got all this technology. Baloney. No one can stop a guerrilla, decentralized lone wolf army. It's over 100 million gun owners in this country. And I don't want it to come to that, but it looks like they're not going to give us a choice. So let's hold out as long as we can peacefully, but you can't put up with them trying to take your guns and take you to FEMA camps, you know, And I know this is going on. I keep telling listeners they've got giant cadres of youth now for at least 7 years I know of who are now, I guess if you were 14 then, and now it's 7 years later, you'd be 21, 22. And that's why these are the guys. These are the guys that arrest you when you try to go photograph the Bilderberg group. These are the guys that tell you you don't have free speech. These are the guys. Now these young kids, I want to try to get some of their parents on. I mean, I'm sure they're nice people and mean well. Road to hell's paved with good intentions. It's all quite a step forward from the square knot. That's right. No longer how to build a fire or, you know, how to survive in the wilderness or how to learn morals or the Constitution, Bill of Rights. They don't, by the way, they don't teach that in Boy Scouts anymore. I went and looked at what they teach them now, and I said, I'm sorry, I guess my son can't be in that. It's basically like a communist organization now. The Explorers Program, a co-educational affiliate. Yeah, can't have the Boy Scouts just be boys. See, it's totally different. A lot of these Boy Scout things are just basically places for your children to be molested. I mean, I'm sorry to have to report that to you, but that's basically what it's turned into. I'm sorry, we don't get the Boy Scouts back till we take it back over! Boy Scouts of America, that began 60 years ago, is training thousands of young people in skills used to confront terrorism, illegal immigration, and escalating border violence. No, that's not. They're training them to kill U.S. vets. They admitted it in the first line. An intense ratcheting up of one of the group's longtime missions to prepare youth for traditional jobs as police officers and firefighters. And that is why they started it. They started the NRA because the North couldn't shoot. Not bashing people up north. They'd become, city dwellers. Everybody from the South had come from the North. And so, the North had three times the troops. It could barely beat the South in 4 years. And so they had a public proclamation. The federal government funded the NRA to train school kids how to shoot. And they also set up the Boy Scouts to, prepare them for how to carry a pack, how to follow discipline, how to follow orders. Now, that's a far human cry, though, from training them to kill veterans. That isn't patriotic. Training them to kill vets isn't patriotic. Let me say it again. You start to see how the Homeland Security documents about vets and gun owners, the Boy Scouts is about that, everything is about that. And they got a bill introduced where if they say you're an extremist, you don't get to own a gun. No judge, no jury, no appeal. Somebody on death row gets appeals, but you as a gun owner don't. But you were like, oh, that's good for them Al-Qaeda's, take all their rights away. But then now you're learning it's for you. Confronting terrorism is about killing the vets. And I'm not just saying that. This is how they take over in the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany. Who was the first group Hitler culled when he got to power? The police and military. He killed hundreds of thousands in that first year. Get ready, cops. Get ready, military. Get ready, business owners. This is about being a true-blooded American guy and girl, said A.J. Lowenthal, a sheriff's deputy here in Emerald Imperial County, whose life clock, he says, is set around the Explorers events he helps run. It fits right in with the honor and bravery of the Boy Scouts. And again, it's Homeland Security funding this. This isn't the local sheriff. In fact, my dad said this to me 2 weeks ago, and I keep meaning to print it. Will you go look in Aaron Dyke's printer? No, is Aaron here yet? I want that email my dad sent me. And it describes life in 56 compared to life today. I don't know if we posted that, but will you just bring it to me? I said I'd take your calls, but how do I even do it? I don't even want to do this. I want to fight them, but I mean, I want to expose the globalists, but I just can't believe how hardcore the tyranny is. You've got to get the exact headline to find it. It's an email. It's life in 1956 school compared to 2008. You've seen it? Well, yeah, and literally when my dad was going to school in the mid-1960s, he was in college in 67, 68, 69, 70, he would literally take a shotgun to school and, ride on the school bus with it and then go shooting after school with the football coaches and his history teacher. And now, of course, back then you didn't have mass shootings. You had mass shootings because we're a mentally ill, degenerate Prozac society. By the way, they tested the blood of that chimpanzee that murdered that lady and attacked the police. He was on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. He was on Xanax. And I told you that monkey was going to be, and I know it's not a monkey, it's an ape. I told you that primate was going to be on it. Because apes rarely do that unless they're hopped up on drugs. Chimpanzees killing people, Prozac. People killing their parents, Prozac. And it's now on the drug insert. No, it doesn't even matter. And it just goes on. It says, Kathy Narigo, 16, said she was attracted by the guns. See, it's a message. You can't have guns in society. They're bad unless you're with the government. Oh, God, you get to use them on little old ladies and get the gun people down in the back every day, and we'll cover up for you. Oh, it's so good. Oh, they also have them take online, they also have them take sensitivity training. And so they also indoctrinate them in an ADL script. I know, it's just unbelievable brainwashing. Oh, my God, I can't handle it anymore. If there are critics of the content or purpose of law enforcement training, they have not made themselves known to the Explorers National Organization in Irving, Texas, or to the volunteers here on the ground national officials and local leaders said. They said the explorers have faced problems over the years. There have been numerous cases over the last decades in which police officers supervising explorers have been charged in civil and criminal cases with sexually abusing them. Well, I told you, you give your kids to the Boy Scouts or public school, it's a rape room, basically. I just said that. I hadn't even read the article yet, and I told you it'd be in there. And the Boy Scouts used to be the best thing out there. But this is, look, this country's full of evil people now. We became evil. This country's falling apart. And you put your children in public school, you put them in some kind of cop program. Have you read criminology? You know where real child offenders go? They want to be truancy officers. They want to be CPS people. I'm not saying all the CPS people are cops or are pedophiles. I'm saying that's where you find the biggest percentage of them. I don't even feel like doing the show anymore. It makes me so sick. I just want to beat these tyrants. I just want to defeat them. I'm tired of the New World Order. I'm tired of the degenerate scum. I'm tired of all the corruption. I'm tired of evil. I'm tired of it. It's time for good people to start whooping some New World Order butt in the info war. And if they want to start a physical fight, then to kick their butts.
Spring is here. Growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept! Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
Here's an example. I'm not going to say any news. I'm not going to say any names here on the news. But we were just having a discussion about, hey, I hope the listeners realize I'm not even bashing the Boy Scouts. Any organized thing with children today is going to have government perverts involved in it. The perverts know where to get in the system to operate. And the one guy here who's an Eagle Scout, he said, no, I had to switch troops because that was all going on. And I said, how bad was it? He said, I don't want to even talk about it, but nothing happened to me, but I got out of there. That's what I'm talking about, folks. I'm here to warn people about what's going on. Don't drink the tap water. Don't put your kids in the Boy Scouts until you've got, you know what? I'll say this. I told my wife, I said, we can't have our son in the Cub Scouts and the Boy Scouts because I'm too busy to be there. I said, I know there's good troops and there's good people out there, but I'd have to be there at every meeting because nobody's getting near my kids. And I'm telling you, folks, that's what this – and by the way, the CPS expose is coming up in 30 minutes. It's coming up right now for 30 minutes. And then I'm going to continue with your phone calls in a giant news blitz. I am just out of control today. By the way, coming out in about 2 weeks, the film's done. The trailer's up on Infowars.com. We had hundreds of requests to take the PrisonPlanet.tv interview we did with Aaron Russo, his last videotaped interview before he died of cancer, and to put it on DVD. And so we did that, and that's what it is. It's the interview with Aaron Russo, and there's like 10 minutes of interview that we didn't put on the web that's in there. And we put articles and documents over him talking, and I think it's very effective. It's been seen millions of times online. And, you know, it's all over the place. But this is upgraded and added and has some commentary where I update the latest info. And it's all about abolishing the Federal Reserve. So pre-order that at Infowars.com. I think it's very important, and it'll be effective to wake folks up. Plus, it's kind of an infomercial for Aaron and Freedom to Fascism and the work he's done. I hope folks appreciate that out there. God knows. Also, every month we're going to have a best of. Now, this is January. It's David Icke and Alan Watt and a bunch of other people, Joe Rogan. And they're already up to 4 or 5 months in, but those are all being made right now. We're going to start offering each month's best interviews in a two-hour boil-down with documents and music and things. That's $14.95, Infowars.com. People kept asking for that, so we're going to have the DVD arsenal for everybody at Infowars.com as well. You can go get those. And in fact, maybe run in the DVD of the one that's actually printed, the one that's done. It was around here somewhere, Rob. It doesn't matter. Here's some of the covers of some of the future months that are coming out. Now, before I go any further, I also want to tell you about a few sponsors, because this is who makes the show possible. This one is just our fabulous folks. And when I say this, I mean it. They got the best prices I've seen anywhere. They've been around since 1994. And you better get tasers and stun guns before they start restricting them to the public. Because tasers and stun guns don't have the lobby that Second Amendment groups do. And I believe in these as great self-defense items in a lot of cities and states where guns are restricted. You can have a taser or a stun gun or pepper spray. Check them out. Pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Stun guns, tasers, animal repellents, home safety, personal alarms, pepper spray. Just one word, pepper, P-E-P-P-E-R, spray, S-P-R-A-Y.com. And there's a banner up on Infowars.com. And they just have fabulous deals on stun guns and tasers. You can check your state laws there, but it's just good to have these and good to have in your area. Almost everywhere it's legal still. So even areas where the Second Amendment's restricted. Or you can give them a call at 800-908-9988, 800-908-9988. That number again for pepperspray.com, 800-908-9988. Give them a call today. One other sponsor I wanted to tell you about is mysolarbackup.com. This is the solar backup unit to have. Great price unit, 1,800 watts of power on demand in the event of any disaster or outage. The website is mysolarbackup.com. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the Power Source 1800 power plant and high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. And it's free once you have it and hides nicely in your house. The government doesn't own the sun yet, so get yours now. MySolarBackup.com or 877-327-0365. MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.